I'm always happy to come here to Cupertino.
我每次来 Cupertino 都是很高兴的。
We lived here about 10 years. Many years ago, it's always good to come back home.
我在这边十年多了，所以我很高兴每一次能够回到家一样。
And I'm especially happy to see so many folks here at this church.And the number is increasing.
特别很高兴看到各位，更高兴你们的人数在增长。
Today's Father's Day.
今天是父亲节。
Did you all remember that?
你们都知道吧
？Well, I hope that your children told you or your wife told you.
我希望你的儿女跟你的太太都告诉你了。
And I hope that you are rejoicing today in the blessings of being a father.
我希望今天能够欢乐，能够知道做父亲的一个幸福。
And I trust that God will enable all of us to be the right kind of fathers.
我相信神会帮助我们都成为一个正直的父亲。
A number of years ago, a man came to my house.
几年前有一个人来到我家中。
And he had a conversation with me, a very personal conversation.
我们一个很个人化的一个对话。
Now, I had known this man for quite a few years.
我认识他已经很多年了。
But what he shared with me was totally new to me.
但是他跟我所讲的对我来讲是完全是陌生的。
It concerned his adult son.
这关乎他的成人的儿子了。
He was having major marriage conflicts.
他在婚姻中有很大的一个困难。
He also had a real anger problem.
他有一个很大的脾气上暴躁的问题。
And as a result of that, his wife had left him.
所以因为这个缘故，他的太太就离开他了。
So this young man started to drink.
所以这年轻的人开始酗酒。
And that was just the beginning of some major, major problems in his life.
可这只是很多很多大的问题的开始。
And then the father told me that when his son was only 10 years old,He had been sexually abused by his uncle.
他又告诉我，在他儿子十岁的时候，被他的叔叔有性侵扰的事情发生。
And the son had never gotten over that.
而他的儿子也没有过那一关。
Now you can imagine the heartbreak of a father seeing his son in that sort of a situation.
你可以想象到，作为父亲的看到儿子在这样的情况中，心中的悲哀。
And of course, we stopped everything at that point, and we started pray with him.
我当然马上就停下来，我们就一起来祷告。
And I'm sure that there are many other parents who have experienced maybe not this kind, but similar kinds of heartache in their lives and in their families.
我相信有很多的父母亲虽然不见得有这样子同样的经历，但是也有会有很多心痛的一些经历。
And even when the children get older.It still means that you as parents deeply, deeply care what goes on in their lives.
虽然儿女可能已经成长了，但是在你心里永远是挂记他们的。
Someone has once said that when children are little, they step on your toes.
有人说孩子小的时候，他会踩在你的脚趾上面。
When they get old, they step on your heart.
可是他们成长以后，就会踩在你的心坎上。
And we as parents feel that.
当然，我们做父母的也会感受到。
Sometimes our nights are spent where we cannot sleep.
常常呢，我们晚上会睡不着觉。
Because we have that concern for our children.
因为我们挂记他们。
Now this situation, I'm sure, can be found in every church in every congregation.
我相信在每个教会、每个会众当中会找到这种类似的情况。
And many of us are wrestling with that.
我们很多人也在这其中来挣扎。
So this morning I've decided to speak on that subject.
我今天想对这个主题来做一番讲话。
How can we in our homes provide a refuge for our children?
我们如何在我们家中能够为我们儿女预备一个避难所？
And I want to speak from a single verse in the Old Testament, from the book of Proverbs.
我会从箴言里面一段经文来讲。
It's Proverbs 14:26.
是在箴言十四章二十六节。
And I hope that if you have your Bibles, that you will mark this verse.
我希望你能够打开你的经文，也画下这一段经文。
It says, "He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress." And for his children, it will be a refuge.
这边讲到敬畏耶和华的大有依靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
Let me read it again.
我再读一次。
He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children it will be a refuge.
敬畏耶和华的大有依靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
Now this verse contains some very powerful principles.
这经文里面写着一些很重要的原则。
And they will help us as parents.
他会帮助我们做父母的。
Fathers and mothers, how we can make our homes a refuge for our children.
做父母的如何把自己的家庭成为变成儿女的避难所。
And we want to mention three different things here.
我要讲三件事情。
What does it mean to fear the Lord?
第一，什么意思是说敬畏神什么意思？
What, secondly, what is true security?
第二，什么是真正的安全感？
And then thirdly, how do we provide a refuge for our children?
第三，我们如何能够给我们儿女提供一个避难所？
Now this verse makes it very clear that for every cause there are certain consequences.
这个经文也讲到一个很重要的因果的一个关系。
This is the principle of cause and effect.
这是所以是因果一个关系。
And God made those rules.
是神所设立的一个规则。
Simply stated, it means that if we fear the Lord,
简单的来说，就是说我们敬畏神的话，
then our children will have a refuge.
那么我们的儿女就会得到一个避难所。
We must fear the Lord in order to have that place of security established for our children.
我们必须先敬畏神，才能为我们儿女提供一个安全的一个地方。
So, let me first talk about what does it mean to fear the Lord.
所以首先我们来思想一下什么叫做敬畏神。
Let me first say what it does not mean.
先讲什么不是敬畏神。
It does not mean that we have to live under the constant fear that we will be under the judgment of God.
这并不是说我们常常要生活在一种恐惧战惊于神的审判当中。
And that if we do something, God will strike us.
我们做了什么事情，神就会击打我们。
That is not what is meant by the fear of the Lord.
这不是在这里所讲的敬畏神。
Nor does it mean that we have to come into the presence of God with great fear in our hearts.
也不是说我们来见神的时候，我们心中就充满着恐惧。
And that we can never approach God with a sense of boldness or joy.
我们不能一个胆壮的跟一个喜乐的来见神。
It doesn't mean any of these things.
不是这些意思。
Because the scripture makes it very clear that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
因为经文已经很清楚地告诉我们，我们在主基督里的已经不再被定罪。
That's written in Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
这是在罗马书第八章第一节讲到的。
And in Hebrews we read that we can come into the presence of God with great boldness.
而希伯来书也讲到说，我们来到神面前可以有充足的信心。
Why can we be bold?
为什么我们能够有这种信心呢？
Because we realize that Jesus Christ has already once and for all paid for our sin.
因为我们知道主耶稣基督已经一次的为我们完成了我们罪恶的救赎。
And we shall not come into judgment.
我们不再受到审判。
Does that mean that we can sin and there are no consequences?
是不是意表我们说可以继续的犯罪没有结果呢？
No, it doesn't mean that at all.
并不是如此。
Every sin has consequences.
每一个罪恶都有它的结果。
But the wonderful thing is if we confess our sins, Christ will forgive us our sin.
但是美妙的就是说，我们若认我们的罪，主耶稣就会赦免我们的罪。
A few days ago, we saw something terrible on television.
几天以前，我在电视上看到一个很不好的事情。
When a young man entered into a church where a group of people were having a Bible study and prayer meeting.
有一个年轻人进到一个教会里面，参加他们的祷告跟查经的会。
They had never seen him before.
他们从来没有见过这个年轻人。
But they welcomed him to come and sit with them around the table where they were studying the scriptures together.
当然，他们欢迎这个人来到他们当中，他们一起来查经。
And he sat with them for a whole hour.
他也在这边坐了一个钟头。
And then he reached into his pocket and pulled out a gun and he shot 9 people.
然后他从怀中抽出一支枪，杀死了9个人。
Including the pastor.
连那牧师也在内。
What a terrible thing to happen.
多么一个可怕的事情。
What an awful thing.
多么恐惧的事情。
And yet a couple of days later, these people's relatives stood in front of the cameras.
几天以后，这些人的亲人就站在摄影机的面前。
They had suffered the loss of some of their dearest relatives and friends.
他们失去了他们最亲爱的一些亲人或者他们的朋友。
But they turned to this man in front of the court and said, "We forgive you."
但是在法庭上，他们竟然能够对着面对着年轻人说，我们赦免你。
And we trust that God will have mercy on your soul.
我们也相信神要怜悯你的灵魂。
If you repent.
如果你悔改的话。
And that's the beautiful thing about the grace of God.
就是关于神的恩典特别奇妙的地方。
No matter what a person has done, God's grace is even bigger than that.
不管人做了什么事情，神的恩比他更多。
Grace is greater than all our sin.
神的恩典比我们所有的罪犯更多。
And grace is greater than all of the hurt and pain.That was inflicted on these dear people.
也比我们令人感到痛苦、感到受伤的更多。
And they could say to that man, "We forgive you by the grace of God."
所以他们能够对这个人说，我们因为神的恩典，因为神的怜悯来饶恕你。
So the fear of the Lord does not mean we have to fear judgment, but it means that we can come into the presence of God with joy and boldness.Because Christ has once and for all paid for it.
所以敬畏神不是我们以战惊的心来到神面前，而是我们能够来到神面前以充足的信心，因为主耶稣基督已经为我们成就了。
But then you say, what does it mean to fear the Lord?
那么你就会问，什么是敬畏神呢？
We don't have time this morning to go into all of the details, but the book of Proverbs is full of.Verses that tell us about what the fear of God means.
我们没有时间所有都讲，因为在这个箴言里面讲了很多这方面的事情。
One of the verses in the book of Proverbs says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil."
有一段经文讲到说，敬畏耶和华就是憎恶罪恶。
How do I know whether I fear God?
我怎么知道我敬畏神呢？
If I hate evil.
如果我憎恶罪恶。
If I can look at evil,
如果能够对罪恶说
and enjoy sin, and enjoy sin,
而去享受这种罪恶的中之乐的话
then I don't fear God.
那么我就知道我不是敬畏神的人。
To fear God means to hate evil.
敬畏神还是说憎恶这些罪恶。
It also means to avoid evil.
也避开这些邪恶。
Because it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
因为经上也讲到说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Wisdom is not something that we learn in school.
智慧不是我们在学校里面能够学到的。
Wisdom is not something that we learn through experiences in life.
智慧不是我们从生活中的经验能够得到的。
Wisdom comes only to us as we find out how we can fear the Lord.
而是当我们学习到敬畏神的时候，智慧就来到我们身上。
And so I have to ask myself the question, do I long for that wisdom from God?
所以我必须问我自己一个问题，就是说我是不是渴望神给我们那种的智慧？
Am I constantly putting myself in a situation where I say, God, is this the right thing for me to do?
我们是不是常常来问神说，神啊，这是不是你要我做的事情？
And when I do that, then I fear the Lord.
当我如此而行的时候，我就知道我是敬畏神的。
It is respecting God.
而是去尊重我们的神。
It is submitting to the will of God in my life.
是我们顺服在神的旨意当中。
It is to worshiping Him with a clean heart.
而是一个清洁的良心来敬拜我们的神。
It means having such a reverence for God that this will impact every area of my life.
而这种敬畏也能够影响到我们生活里面每一个层面。
When I feel the Lord, I say God has first priority in my life.
我们敬畏神的时候，我们就会说，神是我们第一的优先。
He is more important to me than everything else.
他比我所有其他的事情更重要。
Than every relationship.
那么每一种人的关系。
Than every plan and ambition I have for my life.
每一个我们的计划，我们的抱负。
Than every material possession that I have.
所有我们物质上的享受。
That means the fear of the Lord.
那就是敬畏神的意思。
And that's the first thing is, he who fears the Lord, He has a secure fortress, and for his children it will be a refuge.
而敬畏神的话，他就能够为儿女提供出了一个避难所。
Now the second phrase in that verse says, talks about a secure fortress.
这第二句也讲到说是一个避难所。
It says, when we fear the Lord, then we have this place of security.
这边讲到说我们敬畏神的话，我们就能够提供这种安全的场所。
We're living in a world that is very insecure.
我们住在一个很不安全的一个社会。
You're not safe anywhere.
你在哪里都不会有安全。
I remember when we lived in Africa.
有时我们在加州的在非洲的时候。
We were very concerned about security issues.
我们当然很关注那边的治安的问题。
And so we had iron bars in front of all of our windows.
所以我们的住的地方窗子都有铁柱铁框。
In fact, in front of the front door, there was another iron door.
在我们的门口，在大门前面都是一个铁门。
You felt like you were in prison.
你觉得自己好像在监狱里面一样。
You had dogs on the outside and dogs on the inside of the house.
你室内室外都有狗。
And some people even carried guns.
有些人更当然有枪。
What kind of security is that?
那是什么样的一种治安呢？
Would you be willing to walk through San Jose or San Francisco at 1 o'clock in the morning by yourself?
你晚上早上一点钟，你敢不敢在 San Jose 或者在三藩市去走行走呢？
You'd be crazy to do that, wouldn't you?
我想你是发疯了，假如你这样做的话。
But you know, there's a place where I felt very secure to do that.
但是你知道有个地方我感觉得很安全如此做。
That was in Shanghai.
而就是在上海。
Interesting, isn't it?
很有趣吗？
A few years ago, I was in Shanghai, and I went out in the middle of the street in the middle of the night, about 12:30.
几个月前，我在晚上十二点半，我就如此做。
I felt totally secure.
我感到十分的安全。
I had no bodyguard.
我没有保镖。
I didn't even have my wife with me.
我太太都没有陪着我。
But you know, there's no place where you're secure anywhere.
但是你知道，真的在每个地方，我们都不能完全有十足的安全感。
You go into a supermarket.
你去超市。
You go into a mall.
你去购物。
You never know what's going to happen.
你不会知道将会发生什么事情。
Where do you find true security?
你在什么地方能够找到真正的平安呢？安全呢？
Does that mean that Christians?Are immune to any kind of danger?
是不是代表说我们基督徒就能够避开这些所有的危险呢？
Of course not.
当然不是。
Because I just told you about this prayer meeting where Christians were killed.
刚刚讲到在这个祷告会里面，我们就看到信徒就被谋杀了。
No, security cannot be found in any of those places.
在任何地方都找不到这种十足的安全。
Security can come to us only.When we are filled with a deep sense of the presence of God in our lives.
只有我们感受到神十足的与我们同在的时候，我们有那种感安全的感觉。
You see, true security is not found in the absence of danger, but in the presence of God.
所以真正的安全不危险，而是说我们找到了神的同在。
Nothing in this world that we have or possess.Or can ever give us true security.
我们在世上拥有的、所做的都不能给我们完全的安全。
But when we are in close fellowship with the Lord,
但是当我们跟神有亲密的关系的时候
，when we walk with Him and we know He's walking with us,
当我们同他同与主同行，也知道他与我们同在的时候
，then we understand what it means to have peace in our hearts.And security in Him.
我们就能够明白什么是平安，什么是安全，在我们身上。
That God gives us a peace that nobody else can give us.
刚刚有位姊妹祷告的时候说，我们在世界找不到这种平安的。
So peace can come to us even when we're in a fiery furnace.
所以平安就算我们在一个火窑的当中都有的。
You remember Daniel's three friends?
记得但以理他三个朋友吗？
They were in this fiery furnace.
他们在这个火窑的当中。
But they found a secure fortress.
但是他们找到一个安全的避难所。
Why?
为什么?
Because the Lord was with them.
因为主与他们同在。
And when I walk in the presence of God, I don't have to fear anyone.
当有神与我们同在的时候，我们就不需要对任何有所惧怕。
And that's what Proverbs tells us also.
这是箴言所告诉我们的。
The fear of man brings a snare.
就是对人的惧怕会让我们有一种陷阱圈套。
But the presence of God gives us peace.
但是神的同在就给我们有平安。
And Proverbs again says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe.
这不会背了，真
言说。Proverbs 18:10. Proverbs 18 verse 10.
对不起，我要找一找。
That's a great verse.
箴言十八章第十节那边说，耶和华的名是坚固台，一人奔入便得平安。谢谢。
So when you walk with God,
所以当你与主同行，
you don't have to fear anyone.
你就不需要惧怕任何人。
Yes, they're going to be dangerous.
是的，这里会有危险。
Yes, they're going to be problems.
是有问题。
But you know that you're not alone. God is with you.
但是你知道你不是孤单的，因为神与你同在。
And our security only rests in our relationship with God.
所以我们的安全是建立在我们与神的关系上面。
In Him, we are safe and secure.
就是在主内，我们才有完全的安全。
And that's why we read in Psalms that God is our refuge and strength, a very ever-present help in trouble.
就是为什么我们在诗篇里面读到耶和华是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
And then it says, therefore we do not fear.
所以因此我们能够不再惧怕。
That is true security.
这是一个真正的安全。
So a man who fears God,
所以一个惧怕神的人，敬畏神的人，
he has true security.
他就有一个真正的平安安全。
Now,How do we provide then for our children a refuge?
那我们再问，怎么为我们的儿女也提供这种的避难所呢？
Naturally, we as parents are concerned with the welfare of our children.
当然，我们为我们的儿女，我们的他们的任何的福祉，我们都会去思想。
When they are little, we are more concerned with their physical welfare.
当他们小的时候，我们为他身体上的安全，我们去着虑。
We want to make sure that they're healthy, that they don't get sick, that they get the proper nourishment and food and so on.
我们要为他的健康，为他得到任何的营养，我们去操心。
We want to make sure that they stay healthy.
我们要他们能够保持他们的健康。
Now when they get older, we are concerned as they go to school that they make progress in their learning and their social adaptability.
他们长大了一点以后，我们就为他的学业，为他们在他们旁边的朋友当中，他们的情况如何，我们也会操心。
We will pay any price to send them to good schools.
我们能够让他去好学校的时候，我们花什么钱，我们都愿意。
And I'm sure that some of you will be happy when you.Children finally graduate from college and get a job, so you don't have to pay for them anymore.
所以当他们毕业的时候找到工作，你就不用再为他们付钱的时候，你会很高兴。
Then we get concerned about their relationships.
然后我们就为他们的关系开始操心了。
Will they marry the right person?
他们会不会嫁娶同样好的那个好人呢？
And sometimes we argue with our children about
that. 有时候我们也会为这件事情跟我们的儿女来争吵。
I don't think arguing helps.
虽然并不见得有帮助。
But you know that's how we as parents feel. We want to make sure they make the right choice.
但是这是父母会做的，因为我们希望他们做一个正确的决定。
But you know, there's one more factor that we need to be concerned about.
但是你知道有另外一点我们需要去操心的。
And that is their spiritual relationship.
就是他们灵性的光景。
The spiritual dimension of their life.
他们灵性的情况在他们生命中是如何呢？
Sometimes I wonder whether we pay as much attention to how they do spiritually.Than how they do academically or in the fields of music or things like that.
比如说我在思想，我们到底为我们儿女的学业还是他们灵性，他们各样所学的东西哪一样更重要呢？
Of course, we want the very best for our children.
当然，我们希望我们儿女得到最好的。
And we are willing to sacrifice for that.
我们也愿意为这个事情来放上我们的牺牲。
But I wonder how much attention we really give.In time and prayer to make sure that our children grow up into men and women who fear the Lord.
但是我们有没有花上我们的时间，我们的祷告，让我们的儿女成长以后能够成为一位敬畏神的人？
Some parents never pray with their children.
有些父母永远不会和儿女一起来祷告。
And I've talked to some of them.
我也跟他们有过对话。
And you know what I hear?
你知道我听到什么吗？
We cannot pray in English.
我们不会用英文来祷告。
We only pray in Chinese.
我们只会中文。
And our children don't understand Chinese very well.
儿女不会中文。
Can we solve that problem?
我们能不能解决这个问题呢？
Yes, we can.
当然我们可以。
And I've said to them, well, why don't you learn how to pray in English?
为什么不去学用英文来祷告呢？
They say, but we are more comfortable in Chinese.
我们喜欢中文。
I agree.
我也同意。
I say, you know, missionaries face that too.
你知道每一个宣教士都会看到这种情况。
When they go to another field, they have to learn the language.
他们去到一个工厂的时候，他们往往要学那个地方的言语。
Why?
为什么？
So they can communicate with the people.
所以他们能够和那些人有沟通。
That's not difficult. That's not easy.
虽然这并不容易。
But they do it in order to help them.
他们为了如此做是能够帮助那些人。
I think some parents are still struggling with that.
我相信有些父母仍然在这方面在挣扎。
But you know, if you cannot pray with your children, if you cannot discuss what the scripture teaches with them in a language they understand.
但是你知道吗？假如你不能以他们的言语和他们有祷告，和他们能够分享神的话语的话，
then your home will never be a refuge.
那么你的家庭永远不能成为那种的避难所。
They will go somewhere else.
他们会去其他的地方。
I'm not sure whether I, as a parent, would want to do that.
我知道我们做父母的不希望这样子。
Because, you know, we're not sure what they will be getting from another place.
因为我们并不知道他从另外一个地方会得到些什么。
I say this to you this morning so that you can think about that.
我如此对你们讲，希望你们能够思想这件事情。
But there are a couple of things that are very, very important that we need to realize of how we can make our home a refuge.
有两点我们需要知道，就是说我们如何把我们的家庭变成儿女的避难所。
The first principle is that your relationship with God will affect your children's relationship with God.
就第一就是说你和神的关系就会影响到你儿女对神的关系。
The way we live at home.
我们在生活中。
The way you live at home.
你在家庭的生活中。
Is going to be observed by the children.
你儿女会看的。
And it will either attract them towards Christ,or they will be repelled by him.
或者他们因此而去亲近神，或者他们因为此而离开神。
If you demonstrate in your life, in your home, that you fear the Lord,
如果你只能够在你的生活中能够证明说你是敬畏神的，
that will attract children to also want to fear the Lord.
那么就会帮助你的儿女来也同样的敬畏神。
But if your life at home does not reflect that,
但是相反的话，
if they see you compromise with sin,
如果他们看到你在罪中就妥协的话，
that will also be reflected in the lives and relationships of your children toward God.
在他们的生活中可能也会如此。
So your relationship with the Lord is important.
所以你和神的关系是重要的。
The second thing is, as parents, God has chosen you to be responsible for your children's welfare.
第二点就是说神把儿女放在你的旁边，你就要为儿女来负上一个责任。
It's not the church's responsibility.
不是教会的责任。
It's not the school's responsibility.
也不是学校的责任。
It is our responsibility as parents.
这是父母的责任。
I think we need to take that very seriously.
所以我们必须严肃地来面对这件事情。
And because today, let's say I want to have a special word to the fathers.
今天是父亲节，我愿意对父亲们讲一个特别的话。
God wants you to assume a major role in that area.
就说神是希望你是要求你在这一方面你尽上你的一份。
I think many times fathers have abdicated that responsibility to their wives and mothers.
常常的父亲把这个责任交给了母亲。
Because husbands are busy.
因为他们太忙了。
They go to work, come home late.
他们工作很晚。
And they have little time.
他们没有时间。
I understand that.
我知道。
But I realize also that the scripture still holds fathers responsible.
但是我也知道经文仍然是让父亲来做这件事情的责任的。
On Mother's Day, I will talk to the mothers. Today, I want to talk to the fathers.
母亲节我会讲另外的话，可是今天我对父亲要讲。
And fathers, God has chosen you to be like a spiritual umbrella over your family.
就说父亲呢，神要你在这你的家庭中好像一个伞一样。
It's like a protective umbrella.
是一个保护的伞。
And you hold that umbrella over your family to make sure that they have a secure place.
你拿着这个伞，让你的家庭能够得到一个安全的地方。
So that when the rains come down, when the storms come, when all sorts of things attack your family, you hold up that umbrella.
当风暴来的时候，你能够拿着那个伞。
And what a wonderful thing is when there's a father in a home that you can always count on as being the one that holds the umbrella.
如果一个父亲能够尽上这个拿伞的责任的话，将是一个很美妙的事情。
But I want you to remember something.
我也希望你记着。
If your umbrella has a hole in it,
只要你的伞上有个洞的话，
it will rain right through that hole.
雨水会经过那个洞的。
If there's a weakness in you fathers,
如果你父亲你有什么软弱的话
If there's an area in your life where you always struggle with sin,
而在你生活中若有某一方面你仍然和罪在妥协挣扎的话
That can be like that hole in the umbrella.
就像那伞里面一个洞一样
And if you're defeated on a long basis again and again, that hole is going to get bigger and bigger.
如果你一次一次的被打倒的话，那个洞就会变得更大。
And it will rain right onto your family and your children.
雨水就会打到你的儿女、你的家庭身上。
So father, make sure your umbrella stays in good shape.
所以父亲，请你注意，保持你的伞是一个好的伞。
Realize the way you live will be the greatest deterrent for your children.
知道你所生活的方式，你的行事为人会影响你的儿女的。
Now here, four specific areas, fathers, where you need to assume responsibility.
还有一方面，父亲也要尽上你的责任。
First of all, it's in the area of provision.
第一，就是说供应的上面。
Fathers, you need to provide for your children according to all of their needs.
就是你父亲要供给你儿女的需要
their physical needs,
他们身体上的需
要 their social needs,
他们社交上的需要
their educational needs,
教育上的
their emotional needs,
他们感情上的
but most of all for their spiritual needs,
而最重要的是他们灵性上面的需要
don't leave it for mother alone to do this,
不要交给你让你的太太一个人来做
question,
那么问题呢
fathers, are you providing for those needs?
父亲们呢你们有没有有没有提供这样子的东西
Think about it.
请你思想一下
Second point.
第二点
Protection.
保护
We're living in a world that's filled with danger.
在这充满着危险的社会当中
And fathers, you need to protect your wife and your children from these dangers.
父亲们呢你们要保护你的妻子保护你的儿女
Are you aware of the dangers and the temptations that your children face?
你对你儿女所受的那种危险，所受的那种试探，你知道吗？
Are you at all familiar with what they read, what they watch on television, what they do on the internet?
你知道他们在看什么，他们在读什么，在网上，在电视上。
Do you know who their friends are?
你知道他们的朋友的情况呢？
Are you aware of their needs?
你知道他们的需要是什么吗？
If you don't know their needs, how can you help them?
你不知道的话，你怎么能够帮助他们呢？
And that means you've got to communicate with your children.
你必须与你儿女有好的沟通。
Fathers, you need to protect your children.
所以父亲呢，你们要保护你的儿女。
The third area is giving them direction.
第三就是说对儿女提供他们的指示。
Your children need to be directed in their lives.
你的儿女十分需要你的教导。
Don't let the philosophy of this world take charge.
不要让世俗的东西来掌管你的儿女。
That says, let children do as they please.
有人会说，让儿女做他们喜欢做的事。
Children need clear direction in their lives.
儿女们，孩子们需要很清楚的一个指示。
And God will give you wisdom.
神会给他们有智慧。
And God will allow you to provide that leadership in giving them direction for their life.
神也会让你成为他们生活中这种指导的一个领导者。
Don't leave it up to your kids to choose what university to go to.
不要只让你的儿女自己去选择什么学校，他们能够去大学。
Talk with them about it.
跟他们讲这件事情。
Give them direction in this area too.
告诉他们他们应当做的事。
It doesn't mean that you have to be the dictator.
不是说你要掌管他们的一切。
But father, be concerned with the direction your children are going.
但是你必须关怀你儿女要走的方向。
And when it comes to life partner, talk with them about this.
在他们在找伴侣的时候，也要跟他们有好的沟通。
Don't let them do things quietly on their own.
不让他们偷偷摸摸的自己去做。
No, give them direction. Have a good relationship with your children.
让他们好的关系，告诉他们当行的路。
And finally, the last point is giving them instruction.
最后一点是说给他们正确的指导。
The book of Proverbs is filled with admonition how fathers are to instruct their children in the word of God.
在箴言里面充满着这一方面的教导，让父亲去做的。
Fathers, are you instructing your children in the scriptures?
所以父亲啊，你们有用神的话语来教导你的儿女吗？
Or do you leave that to the church?
还说你让教会来做这件事情。
Or to the youth ministries.
或者让牧师们来做这件事情。
Father, that's your responsibility.
父亲啊，这是你的责任。
Children must be taught the word of God, not just disciplined.
孩子们需要的不只是你的 discipline, 管教，而是需要神的话语。
Yeah.Sometimes discipline means to get some spanking.
有时候可能你要用鞭子也不一定。
But Chinese are different. They don't ever beat their kids, do they?
你们中国人不会打孩子吧？
I got mine when I was growing up in China.
我在中国小时候就是受到这方面的指导。
Those are some practical suggestions.
但这些只是一些实际上的一些建议。
But you know we can do all these things.
我们可以做所有这些事情。
But that doesn't guarantee success.
也不见得能够保证你会成功。
But that's what the Word of God teaches.
但是这是神的话语告诉我们的。
Remember one thing.
要记得一件事情。
There is no one that could have been a better father than God.
没有一位能够比神做更好的父亲。
But in the second verse of Isaiah chapter 1,
在以赛亚书第二章第一节,
it tells us that God had rebellious children too.
就是说神有悖逆他的儿女。
It says there, I have raised children and brought them up.
他说那边说到他把他的儿女扶持起来。
But they have rebelled against me.
但是他们都悖逆了他。
In the final analysis, each one makes their own decision.
最后就是说我们每个人要为自己做一个决定。
But we have a wonderful opportunity to help them make the right decisions.
我们有一个机会能够让我们的儿女做一个正确的决定。
May God help all of us to be good fathers and mothers.
做一个好的父亲跟一个好的母亲。
So that God will be honored.
那么神能够得到他当得的荣耀。
He who fears the Lord,
那个敬畏神的人。
As a secure fortress,
就是有一个避难所。
And for his children, it will be a refuge.
成为依靠，而他的儿女也能够有一个好的避难所。
Lord, we thank you this morning for your word.
主啊，我们为到你的话语献上我们的感谢。
We pray that you would give us wisdom on how to apply it in our own lives and families.
求你给我们有智慧，让我们知道怎么用在我们的生活、我们的家庭当中。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.